Join coaches Mary C. Hartfield and Rebecca Thomas as they speak on the things most people want to know but might not be willing to talk about. Dive in with us for off-the-cuff conversations around diverse topics and gain insight and guidance to help you live a more purpose-filled life.
Hello, welcome to Off the Cuff Coaching Podcast with Mary C. Hartfield from Living Your Life on Purpose Coaching and Wellness Advocate and my co-host.
Hello, so this is Rebecca Thomas, more than a life coach and the energy architect. Hi, Mary.
Hi, Rebecca. How are you doing?
I am doing pretty good. I know we were chit-chatting a little bit before we got started, so things are a little stressful over here, but in a good way, I think. I'm getting ready to move into a new chapter. So
yeah, I know. We're all doing that, right?
Yep. On some level.
So what are we going to talk about today?
Oh man. So today we are talking about that's not good. It's okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. I am in Georgia and Amber alerts are going off.
Yeah, that's so, never a good thing.
Not good, but sorry about that.
No, that's okay.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So we are talking about getting back in touch with your intuition. Like we're talking about intuition today. And I'm sure you do this too, but like that, I think that's a huge part of my coaching is teaching people to get back in touch with that piece of themselves, which very much revolves around trusting yourself.
Yes. Yes. Trusting yourself. And I think that's the key word. It's about trusting yourself, going with your gut instincts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, listening to the Holy Spirit direct your life.
Mm-hmm.
That's huge. Okay.
Yeah.
So when you talk about that, how do you direct someone on how to get in touch with the intuition?
Oh man. I mean, I know like for me, it's funny because I think when I look at both sides of my family, especially the women in my family, our intuition is super, super strong. But I think in this day and age, in our society, with all the social media and everything else that's always bombarding us, marketing and everything else, that it's really easy to fall out of touch with it because we forget how to listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
And so the biggest piece for me, I think, is sitting still with yourself and learning to listen to yourself again.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing. I'm, I'm one of these that spend time journaling every day, getting by myself. And when I don't, I feel off.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, I'm not hearing the Holy Spirit direct my path and what I should do and help me with answers in my life. So I think one of the things that we're both saying is getting by yourself,
mm-hmm.
you know, spending time with yourself and getting to know yourself. And part of that, I think it goes back to getting to know who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Makes a huge difference on that.
Very much. Like I know some of the things that you had shared, you know, because we always take notes and have our board set up beforehand. Right. But you talked about like, being quiet with yourself. You mm-hmm. talked about trusting that gut feeling, like you said a second ago, feeling. I think feeling is such a huge part of it because that's part of listening to and tapping into and trusting is being able to sit with your feelings and feel your feelings instead of trying to react or respond in a way somebody else wants you to, or maybe you think they expect you to. So I think that's a huge one.
Yeah. Sitting with your feelings. It is huge because, you know, and I think we talked about, I don't know which podcast about, you know, stop reacting, mm-hmm. you know, with your feel, you know, with a feeling, but reacting and just sitting with it for a while, because we all assume that we have to respond immediately when someone asks us a question.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay to say, I will get back with you.
Mm-hmm.
with the answer. And they yeah. can wait. And it doesn't have to be within minutes. It doesn't have to be within hours. It can be a day and say, mm-hmm. I'll get back to with you on my response. So then you're sitting with how you feel, because also, you know, a lot of times we get so emotionally involved with things. Instead of just sitting there and said, you know what, let me take the emotion out of it mm-hmm. and let me respond in the proper way where all that emotion doesn't control how I respond.
Absolutely. And I think another piece aside from just sitting with yourself is also like knowing the self-awareness, like you're talking about right now, like knowing, and this is probably one of the biggest keys for my clients is knowing how you process things.
Mm-hmm.
What are your tendencies when you're, especially when you're in the middle of something that you normally react to? Like how do you tend to process them? How much time does it take? Can you see patterns where maybe initially react and then you can come around? And sometimes even the time frames are part of a pattern where, you know, within 48 hours, you'll circle back around and you'll have this clarity. So I think knowing where those patterns are and having that awareness is also incredibly important.
Yeah, that is so important. I mean, I've learned over the years, you know, when I was younger, I'm one of these that always had a snappy react ready to go.
You know? You and me both.
Someone said to me, I was bam, bam, bam,
uh-huh. reacting,
you know, because my sister, someone say something to her and I go, well, why you say da, 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 da? She goes, she doesn't think quick on her feet mm-hmm. like that. So, but I'm always quick on my feet, but I've learned how to control that.
Mm-hmm.
So now someone to say something to me and I may just chill out.
Mm-hmm.
Think about, I said, let me think on that for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'll wait before I respond because and I think too that's where the empathy comes into it.
Mm-hmm.
That when you respond to people, how you don't always know their feeling or their reaction, but yet you control what you say, mm-hmm. but you are doing some self-care with that other person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know that's a whole different show.
Right.
But part of that, when your intuition comes into it.
Well, and it's funny because you talk about, you know, you just literally said like being honest with that other person, but it's funny because sometimes we don't even know how to be honest with ourselves. So that's where that really comes into play, is really being able to say like, is this for me? Is this what I want? Is this for, like, is this my thing? Or is somebody shooting it on me? Is it coming from someplace else? So that's why I think that part of it is so important, is because you have to be able to figure that out for yourself before you can lead in a way that honors who you are.
Yeah, that, I mean, and that's so important. And I think part of that is being, you know, being aware of what's going on around you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people, and I think you and I talk about it, I know you're not a television watcher or anything like that, but, you know, just like people, and my son is like, I'm not going to sit up and watch the news. My husband, my late husband, he would watch the news like mm-hmm. all the time. And of course, to spend time with him, you get caught up in that.
Yep.
Where, you know, I can't remember the last time I watched CNN, especially being mm-hmm. down here. I haven't watched it. But yet, is making sure maybe in a half an hour that you're going on your phone and checking what's going on in the world so you're aware of it. But mm-hmm. I think that's also aware that's going on, especially now everybody is home, being aware of what's going on.
Because
mm-hmm. some of that can show you things that are about to come.
Mm-hmm.
By being aware of what's surrounding you, what's going around you, and then also what's going on with the people that is around you.
Mm-hmm.
And that can help sharpen your intuition.
Mm-hmm. And I think a huge, like, a question that came in my mind while you were talking was, like, sometimes, how do we tell the difference between an intuition and a reaction? You know what I mean? Like, how can we tell when we're reacting to something? And kind of like the news, for instance, if you're feeding too much in that energy and the manipulation and the marketing and whatever they're portraying on there, it's probably going to be more of a reaction opposed to being able to take the objective pieces and the true information from that, and then living from that space. Because I think that's more of what the intuition is a representative of.
Yeah. And I, you know, okay, I'm trying not to give this example that we know during the politics of Trump. So I'm not going to give it. But I think a lot of it is that a lot of times, you know, sometimes I'm always good for sitting down. And if I, something comes up and I'll do a T, my little T thing again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, put this here versus this, what's good, write it all out. I'm like, okay. And then also, you know, figuring out, okay, that doesn't make sense. Or is someone else influencing what they want me
mm-hmm.
to respond and how they want me to respond, rather than me thinking for myself, does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
You know? And then also it's like, you know, me, God, okay, I don't understand. I need some clarity from you, you know? And I sit down, get by myself, and next thing you know, I get some clarity. Mm-hmm. Then I'm not reacting to the news because, a lot of people got caught up, you know.
Yeah.
I think someone died, and before he died, he gave a prophecy that Trump was going to be in office for 2 terms.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's not in office for 2 terms. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, and people got up in that because I even had someone say, well, so-and-so before he died said that he was going to be. What about that? That people are getting scared. Their fear was coming up in them and everything else based on a prophecy that a man said.
Yeah. And so that's where I think going back to the intuition piece is it's intuition doesn't come out of fear. That doesn't mean that fear can't be attached to whatever that intuitive thing comes out is,
mm-hmm.
but it's not led from it.
Right.
So it's not a reaction, but even as you were talking, you know, you were talking about trusting it. And it's funny because one of the tools that served me so well, and also some of the language that I've given my clients before is like knowing how intuitive we are and knowing that when we start plugging into that self-trust and start leading and living from a space like that, a lot of people around us get uncomfortable, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so then how do you start doing things differently, but still have the language and are able to convey to them that you have to do this thing and you need them on board. And one of the phrases I love to say is, maybe I can't explain it. Maybe I can't define it. I don't even know what it looks like, but I know this is what I have to do and I trust it and I need you to trust me.
Right.
And that's one of the biggest tools that I give my clients because it's hard to, I think part of what's so hard about leaning into your intuition is the fact that you can't define the thing. It's not a certain thing. It's not something you can define or see. It's just this invisible knowing. And then you have to trust it. And then you need other people to trust it sometimes.
Yeah. And that's, again, it comes back to, I think, trusting yourself. You know, mm-hmm. for me, it's always, you know, my time spending with God is so important to me. You know, because also I know he's going to direct my paths,
mm-hmm.
which way to go. But in order to know his voice, I have to spend time with him,
yeah.
you know, and part of that is people really taking the time, you know, if you're a Christian or if you're not, but still, mm-hmm. you know, your voice, you know, that gut feeling. And a lot of times your gut feeling is telling you, don't go that way. Don't do that. But yet, because the crowd.
Yes.
chose to go that way, you're going that way where, you know, I'm always never been a crowd pleaser in the first place.
Yep.
You know, I'm going to be like, that's St. Mary's path. I'm not going that way. Yeah, I like that way. You know, it's kind of like the whole thing. It's like, you know, with all this politics the past year, it's like, okay, I want y'all to do this. All this big crowd is going that way.
Mm-hmm.
It's like he's, you know, you may be going off the cliff. Are you going to follow?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so part of that is trusting yourself and what you feel. If you feel that's right in yourself, then okay, go with it. But during that self-check, and that's why I think writing it down,
mm-hmm.
visually seeing it sometimes gives you more clarity mm-hmm. to it before you actually do it. But really during that self-trust, and part of that is getting to know who you are and how you respond and to things. You know, and I think later on, maybe, I don't know, our next one, we're talking about, you know, your life story, you know, to mm-hmm. telling your story and how to edit it. So those are things you need to do in order to really go by what you believe in your intuition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we've just got a couple more minutes left. Do you have any, after all of that, do you have any extra words of wisdom or tools or resources you want to share with people?
I just think that being a believer that anyone out there is listening, that part of that is spending time with God
mm-hmm.
where you're tapped in and you know his voice and you're hearing that to direct and guide you.
Mm-hmm.
And that means to me, if you want to know about who you are and how you created, you got to go to the Bible because that's the maker's manual. He tells mm-hmm. you everything about and what he has put inside of you. And I think that should be your main reference book. Not saying that, you know, whatever you believe or who you are, I'm going from my standpoint as me as a believer and what I believe in,
mm-hmm.
you know, so part of that is just tapping into that because it won't be wrong on how it guides you.
Mm-hmm. Right. I would say from my end, and even with what you're talking about, like meditation is the biggest thing that comes to mind, mm-hmm. because a lot of us just don't know how to sit still with ourselves. And if we can't sit still with ourselves, it's hard to know who you are, and it's hard to recognize and listen to that inner voice that's right. trying to guide you. So my biggest thing would probably be to meditate, figure out, set aside 5 minutes a day, sit with yourself, be quiet with yourself, and just learn to be, and then learn to listen and learn to filter out your truth from all of the external truths.
Yes. Yes. I mean, I think that's the key. I mean, I think that's the whole thing, meditation, prayer, mm-hmm. you know, whichever you want to call it, but that's so important just to sit there and be with yourself, meditate. I think it should be a daily practice that everyone should do, you know, set aside, you know, morning and evening, whichever you want to do, but, and then mm-hmm. sometimes all the time, mm-hmm. you know, daily. So that's a good key to doing it.
Yeah. So I think that's all we got. We're going to wrap up now.
Yeah.
You guys can please go find us on Instagram, Off the Cuff Coaching Podcast. We're on Facebook. Like us, follow us, subscribe to us, share it with your friends. Let us know what you liked and let us know what you want to hear. And until next time.
Yes, we will talk to you later.
Yeah. Bye, guys.
Bye.
You've been listening to Off the Cuff Podcast with Life Purpose Coach Mary C. Hartfield of Living Life on Purpose, and more than a life coach and energy architect, Rebecca Thomas. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast, go and leave us a review, and tune in next time as we continue to talk about the hard things, bring them to light, and help you move through your life with a little more grace, curiosity, and realness.